can't tell if the chemistry's good by looking at it. It wasn't clear yesterday. For the last time, the saltwater pool is a chlorine pool.
This is the Talking Pools Podcast with pool pros from every region in the country. If it happens in a pool, you'll hear about it here. Everything from tips and hacks to the latest tricks and trends. Breaking news, we lay it on the line. We tell it like it is because we think you deserve to know.
Okay, I might have to, like, turn it up in a second. I'll turn off my microphone if I do that. Hey, welcome to the Talking Pools. This is Andrea speaking, and Rudy speaking over me.
Hey, everybody, it's Rudy Sankwitz with the Talking Pools Podcast. How are you today?
Oh, my God, that was so loud. My head is so congested. I don't know if you can hear my voice. It is me. It is Andrea, but I sound like... I have toilet paper stuffed up my face, which I don't.
I was going to say you sounded like you were in a submarine.
A submarine. Okay. Well, yeah. So you were just echo because I have an earbud in so I can hear you. And so that just, I feel like the sound felt like when you ring a bell, you know, and like you and it vibrates, your voice made the whole inside of my head vibrate.
Aw, that's the nicest thing anybody said to me today. That would make an awesome Hallmark card. Your voice makes the whole inside of my head vibrate. Bumper stickers, we could go the whole nine on this one. Hey.
But I, you know what? I like it. Maybe that's going to be my new sign-off.
Your voice makes the whole inside vibrate. Wow.
I'll try to mute myself, but if I start coughing, I apologize in advance. It's an allergy thing. I've been through a lot of pollen these last couple of weeks.
Pollen sucks.
Yeah, it's not, I can still taste things. It's not COVID. I don't have fever. I'm not like, it's not a stomach. It's just head congestion. It's not even a cold either. It's just my sinuses.
Yeah, but pollen should be done by now, shouldn't it? I mean, usually it's pretty much the first week of April and it's out of here.
It's pretty much done, but I never get sick while it's happening. It always affects me like when the pollen kind of goes away. Either that or it was Amy. Thanks, Amy.
Amy Lemieux. One of our avid listeners, Amy, who is also super awesome person, great pool service.
Yes, Amy is delightful.
There.
And she, if it wasn't the allergies, it was Amy who got me sick. So thanks, Amy. So, I'll just say it was the pollen.
I was thinking the other day, we did the interview with Danilo, right? About doing the mosaics, yes, uh-huh. And he's the master mosaicist. And he mentioned at the end the bizarre thing he didn't want to talk about, but then he eventually did bring up the bizarre thing where he had to actually create mosaic pieces of people in the nude.
Oh, that's right.
What do you think the frequency is that he's asked to augment it slightly? You know, like, hey, buddy, can you throw me an extra tile?
Probably a lot. You know, what's funny is there's a when I first started cleaning pools, I heard about this property and I never got to go see it. But my mom knows about it. She can tell the story. My mom was there and cleaned the pool. It's a statue, like a metal, whatever, bronze. I don't know what kind of metal they use for these statues. And she's made of metal, and it's a woman laying on her back with her legs spread open, completely, fully nude, and evidently there's more detail than you would need necessary in a piece of metal sculpture.
Is it a fountain?
It should be. Sorry, you're gonna have to call.
What's going on, guys? Pete the Pool Guy, Coachella Valley Pools, Daily Dose, tip of the day. Hey, man, hope everybody had a good weekend. It was windy here in the Coachella Valley, man, this weekend, and we're in for a long one, but you know what? We're blessed. We have a job. We have somewhere to go and make money, so I'm happy. I know you're happy. You know, it is what it is. But listen, today's tip, let's talk organizing yourself in regards of when you are scheduling your route throughout the week. So I use, which a lot of you guys know, is the Skimmer app. download the Skimmer app. The Skimmer app will organize your schedule for the day. You could put your repairs, your shopping list. You could put your service calls. Whenever you visit a pool on the Skimmer app, you click on the address that you're at. You put what you did, filter cleaning, clean baskets, net, brush, whatever you did, you put on there. You put the chemistry, what everything read at, and you also put what chemicals you added. And you have the ability to take a picture of the pool before, after, or any kind of repairs that you do. Skimmer app's really good because at the end of it, it'll sync up and it'll send an email to the client letting them know, hey, your pool was serviced and all the information you entered, they get it there, or whatever you want to customize it to. So they'll get the information letting them know, hey, we were there, we brushed, we netted, and da 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 da, everything we did. And it'll show them a picture of the pool. Now, the picture of the pool, for me, I think it's very important. Why? Because a lot of customers, like it or not, will say, hey, were you here? Hey, I didn't see you. Hey, are you sure you were here? And with the picture, it shows them that you were there. Now, the way you protect yourself is because that Skimmer app doesn't let you upload a picture from your library. You physically have to take a picture right there on the spot for it to capture it. That's good because it lets the customer know, hey, this is a real picture, a picture at the time that I was there and the pool was serviced. So it gets that out of their mind that you weren't there. Maybe you left, wind showed up, got windy, debris fell into the pool, and they're like, where's the pool guy? Pool guy didn't even come. You have proof that you were there. Skimmer, it's a good app. You guys should really look into it. I'm gonna put it on my link. That way you guys could download it, check it out. There's YouTube tutorials, all that good stuff. So Skimmer, tip of the day.
Tip of the day brought to you by Coachella Valley Pools of Instagram. Are you looking to upgrade your pool game? Well, you might want to check out Raypak's latest heat pump pool heating solution, Crosswind V. Picture this, a sleek, modern design that'll make your backyard the envy of the neighborhood with its contemporary look. Not to mention, this pool heater comes with an advanced control system with easy installation and best-in-class serviceability, so you don't have to stress about a thing. Visit www.raypak.com/crosswindv to learn more about how this product will elevate your pool heating experience and bring you peace of mind in every swim moment.
Welcome to the Talking Pools podcast. We are glad that you're here with us. Today's going to be one of those days, apparently. It's been a minute since we've recorded. We've had some stuff going on. I fell off a mountain. You guys heard this story, but apparently things come and get you later on. Just when you think you're clear, you're out of the woods, all of a sudden, bam, you're laid up. So I've been having this.
Well, what the hell were you doing on a mountain?
I went up there to explore because I was in Athens and I could go around and do all the normal sites. And in fact, I did. But then they have these beautiful mountains. And then they also have this unique haunted history. So
yes,
there's a haunted cave.
No pool, though.
Develis Cave on Mount Penteli, supposed to be haunted. I think that's around 700 meters high. Went up there, explored the thing, checked it out. Really super cool. Didn't see any ghosts, but it was a fun thing to do anyway. Then left there, went a little bit higher. No, different mountain. Broke into a sanitarium, crawled through the basement.
Broke into.
This thing was built in the 1920s. They shut it down 1940. It was built for tuberculosis, but they came out with penicillin in the 1940s. I do what I do. And so penicillin comes out in the 1940s.
Oh my goodness. We don't advocate for that. Don't trust
They us. Shut the hotel. They shut this, not hotel. They shut the sanitarium down. It was a sanitarium. They shut the sanitarium down. And then it reopens in 65 as a hotel. Goes 20 years, but they close it because of odd experiences. So this sucker's been tightened up since 1985. I found a way in. I thought the rest of the people I was with were coming with me. So I'm inside and I turn around to Doc and I'm by myself.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, holy shit. Okay. I'm going to do some ghost hunting in here. Right? Because why not? But then after a few minutes, now here I am on top of a mountain in Greece in an abandoned sanitarium that I broke into. If I can get in, surely somebody else can. What if there are deranged homeless people?
Or animals? Well, are there animals there? Probably not.
And that started to worry me. I wasn't worried about animals as much because animals are animals wherever you go. But here I'm thinking, okay, what if I get attacked? Person's going to come at me. He's going to be speaking Greek at me. I'm not going to talk to him. I'm not going to know what to do. So now I'm actually with a sense of urgency trying to find an exit, and then did ultimately leave. But super, super cool. And I got some cool video of it too.
When did you fall?
After that. We went a little higher on the mountain, 1,400 meters out in front of this little church. And I stepped on this slab of marble, and it must have been slick. My feet shot right out from under me and boom, right on my back. From the lumbar all the way up to where your neck meets your shoulders, that's about as big as the slab of marble was. And that's what hit this full force. Ouch. I jumped right up to my feet.
Oof.
And all of a sudden, I just couldn't move at all. Not without severe pain.
Yeah.
So they managed to get me down the mountain. Wanted me to go to the emergency room, but I'm like, I'm in Greece. I'm not going to spend it in the emergency room. I'll tough it out. So I did. And it slowly got better, but never perfect. And seemed to isolate my lower back. When we flew back into Orlando, stopped at one of the dock in the boxes for them to check it out, do my due diligence. They didn't find anything, headed home. But then you saw, did the trade show within a couple of days. That's it. My neck, my shoulder, my arm, fucked.
Well, that's.
So I had that going on. Well,
so let me recap for myself, because that was a very choppy story for me. You broke into a sanatorium in Greece that was on a mountain and yes. You were fine.
Yes.
You didn't have anything happen to you. Fun fact, isn't there a difference between a sanatorium and a sanitarium?
There's a song.
I think there is. I'm going to look that up. Thirdly, you know, it blows my mind that these people think that it's a good idea to turn former medical places into a hotel. Like, that just, it's crazy. Like, it happens a lot. Like, there's a famous one in one of these northeastern states in our country here. It's crazy. And then, what was I going to say? Oh, so then you went to the next mountain over. Are they like connected? Did you like jump? You don't have to go all the way down and then all the way up, right? It's like,
I didn't jump. No, you have to go down all the way down and all the way up. Athens is surrounded by mountains, but there's like three big ones.
So you have to go all the way down.
It's kind of cool. You did have to go up and down. And then, And plus then the Parthenon, that's on a mountain itself as well. So you have to, but that actually had stairs built in you could climb.
Okay. So now this piece of marble, did you slip on it? Like, was it slippery?
Yes.
Or did it shift?
I believe so.
Or did you stand on it and it shifted?
It could have shifted. I stood on it and my legs shot out from under me and hit square.
Did you land it on your ass? Did you land on your butt like you were sitting?
I landed on my back. No, the stone hit. I was it hit my lumbar to where my neck meets my spine. The rest of me was off the ground. So I hit and bent. That's why they were thinking whiplash and all other kinds of shit.
I see.
Actually, what they said is they think that I had an old neck injury, which is possible because who knows? I've had multiple concussions in my life. There's been a few bad car accidents, a couple where I've gone through the windshield. Plus then I've been thrown through bar tables, whole bunch of fun stuff. Could have been from anything. I didn't know I had a neck injury, but they're saying it looks like there was one and the fall re-aggravated it.
Just broke it again. Gotcha.
Pretty much.
So kind of like loosened up all the scale that was holding you together.
I can't believe it's the sanitarium that you're excited about, not the haunted cave.
Yeah, that's
pretty
cool.
That was super cool. The sanitarium was cool too, but that's where I was afraid I was going to get attacked by some deranged.
Well, because the sanitarium you weren't technically allowed to be in.
Correct. And the cave is not monitored. Nobody cares what you do.
Hey, speaking of, so let me just change the subject a little bit. Speaking of haunted, this isn't a cave, but I know a story of a haunted pool. So you know how I'm like always looking out for that stuff. And we know about the Queen Mary and we know about the naked ghost that I told the story of. Well, I heard about another haunted pool.
In South Africa.
That's right. Mm. Okay. So there was apparently a serial killer. I'm not going to get into like his whole story because honestly, I've never heard of this guy, and I only listened to the story one time, basically he killed a bunch of gay people. You know, he would take them back to his house and then murder them, and it was gross, and gross things happened. And he had a pool where he apparently committed most of these murders or like tortures or something like that. And what
in the pool
and in the house, like all over the property.
Okay. Like waterboarding them in the pool, drowning them,
not
pulling them underwater, pulling their head back up, pushing them back under, that type of
thing. Other types of things that I'm not going to get into. And if you want to listen to the episode, it's the last podcast on the left. And I can't remember the first name, the Hirschbaumer. Hirschbaumer? All right.
Hold on.
Let me look it up real quick because I won't be able to move on until I do. Just give me 1 second. It's already up on
Unlike
here.
The movie Night Swim that came out, which I thought fell short.
I didn't see that.
A lot of people
that.
Liked it.
Okay, I got it. Here's the name. Ready?
I think it was a B.
It's Herb Baumeister or Baumeister. So
that is nothing like the first
one. I said Hirschbaumer. It's pretty much combining the. It's
Hirschbaumer. It's Herb Baumeister.
It's a combination of the guy's first and last name. Anyway, the haunting at Fox Hollow Farm. So if you want to listen to what this guy did to these people in the whole episode, then go ahead. There's a part one where they talk about all of his crimes. The second part was all about
where is this
the hauntings, because what they were saying is that
I think we should go there. I want to test the pH. I want to see if the pH is different in haunted pools than regular pools. It's not a chlorine pool, it's a haunted pool. Don't use chlorine. We've got ghosts.
It doesn't say where it is in the description of the episode, so I'll have to get back to you on that one. But anyway, Herb Baumeister.
Okay.
So what they were saying was that
Herb Baumeister. This sounds like a serial killer.
Yeah. So
it does.
Serial killers, like when they commit these crimes, normally the properties are torn down or demolished and something else is put there altogether. This place, though, was never torn down and somebody owns it and, like, people lived there afterwards. So that's what they were saying. It's kind of a unique situation because the property
like
still
the house
exists.
At 112 Ocean Avenue.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Or Lizzie Borden's house.
They said it's rare.
Lizzie Borden's house I stayed in the beginning of last
year. Yeah, but like...
Yeah, it's not a lot.
No, yeah. So they were saying like Jeffrey Dahmer's place was torn down. John Wayne Gacy, like all that shit was torn down. So anyway...
Yeah, but didn't they find bodies under one of their houses?
I think John...
Was Dahmer or
I think Gacy
or...
they found bodies buried all over the place. But that was the thing with this guy too, okay. With Baumeister. They also found bodies and bones and shit, because he would, after he murdered them, he would burn the bodies and then like try and break the bones into as many small fragment pieces as he could and then just spread them all over the property.
And you don't know what it was exactly he did to them that involved the pool, or you do and you just don't want to say?
I can't remember right now because I listened to the first part of the episode like 2 weeks ago, so I can't really remember exactly, but it was like sex crimes, torture stuff, like weirdo stuff, kind of like what Dahmer was doing. But anyway, the pool is haunted. And so there was people swimming in the pool and they felt hands reaching around like their necks and like pulling them under the water. And it was pretty crazy. So I think I'll do like I'll listen to the thing and do a little bit more research on the pool itself.
Yeah.
And maybe we should go there because that would be pretty cool.
To the one that, would that all that stuff happen? That's a bit much, actually. But I'll go. What the heck? This came out on the cover, Service Industry News, 5 years in the making, On Balance. You know who On Balance is, right? The folks at On Balance, Q Hells, Kim Skimmer. And they were putting our alum cyanuric acid removal theory to the test. They actually have a lab. They're the first lab. Well, actually, I had another manufacturer tell me they tried it, didn't work. I was like, I don't think they really did. I think they were just trying to bury it because not a lot of people like change and not a lot of people like new things that come out. And a lot of people, especially people that sell specialty chemicals, don't like things that come out that can replace what their products do. So it's not just the lowering the cyanuric acid. Of course, you know, when you add alum to a swimming pool, it also drops the phosphates. Mm-hmm. You get rid of the phosphates as well.
Correct.
So maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know. But in either case, the folks at On Balance, they're concerned about the West Coast and during the times of year that there are drought restrictions and there's different things that they have to be able to do to the water that normally would involve us draining and refilling in a high cyanuric acid level, one of those things. The other thing, high calcium hardness level. So they have actually figured out a way chemically to reduce the calcium hardness level. That works. And we have figured out a way to lower the cyanuric acid level with a chemical that works. When they pull the water from the reservoir to treat the drinking water, one of the first steps that they do, they use a dose of 100 parts per million of aluminum sulfate. Okay, great. 14% aluminum is aluminum sulfate. So that gives us a 14 part per million level of aluminum in this body of water. By adding 8.33 pounds of aluminum sulfate per 10,000 gallons. So I started experimenting with different doses, and I didn't want to go beyond what water treatment centers use. So that doesn't mean if you add more that it won't drop it more. I don't know. I just didn't want to give that direction to use more than they were using in water treatment. Fine. Adjust your pH to 7.0. A lot of people think that flock works better at a higher pH. Not necessarily the case. Aluminum sulfate will flock between 4.5 pH up and through 8 and change for pH. The difference is the higher the pH, the more product you need and the longer the time that it takes. So going with the high pH actually forces you to need a larger dose and it does take more time. I like 7.0. If I went lower, it'd probably work better. But again, I don't want to give the instruction to go lower than 7.0 neutral. I don't want people to get in the habit of dropping their pH down and downwards of 6 or what have you. So that's why 7. So again, if we went lower, could it reduce the level more? Maybe. I don't know. 7.0 on pH, 8.33 pounds per 10,000 gallons. Total alkalinity should be 80 to 100 parts per million, so shoot for 90. Water temperature has to be better than 70 degrees. If you have a DE or sand filter, put it in recirculate. If you have a cartridge filter, take the element out, reassemble it without the element. Allow the system to operate for 2 hours after you have broadcast that dose of 8.33 pounds per 10,000 gallons. Then shut to off. The next morning, come out, slow vac to waste. This is what's working. Now, how exactly is it working? That's not been confirmed yet. My theory is that it's similar to copper cyanurate. This we're familiar with. If we have a high copper level and a high cyanuric acid level, you'll see reddish, blotchy, purple staining on the walls and floor of the pool in actual little tiny crystals that have precipitated out that look like amethyst. This is copper cyanurate. It's metal complexation. Copper actually pulls the cyanuric acid from, so it becomes a new compound, and then it precipitates out, and that's what sticks to the walls and floors of the pool. So looking at aluminum sulfate having that content of aluminum to it, I decided to see if I could cause a similar reaction, and I believe that's what we're doing. We're creating a flock, but we're also creating, in my theory, aluminum cyanurate, another metal complexation, a new compound that does also precipitate out, but I think it's actually expedited because we're also producing that aluminum hydroxide flock, which is settling it to the floor of the pool. So that's what we have going on there, which I'm really excited about, that they were able to confirm that it's working. A laboratory, first lab we could actually get to do it, because I'll tell you what, people in the pool industry, people outside the pool industry look at the pool industry as a very, very small niche. There's 10 million pools out there. That is not huge potatoes. They want something bigger, so nobody even wanted to touch it, even when I offered to pay them. So 5 years later, on balance, takes a look at it, boom. Now the folks out on the West Coast have an additional tool in their arsenal that they can use when they're in drought restrictions and have a high cyanuric acid level. So this way they can get that corrected without draining half to an entire pool, losing just a few inches of water, but a significant drop in cyanuric acid. Because we're using aluminum sulfate, I know everybody's like, oh, who wants to add metals to the water? That's why I didn't look at things like iron. That's why I didn't look at a way to get copper out before it actually stained the pool surface. I didn't want to add more of a metal that was not easily removed. When you use aluminum sulfate, if you do it correctly and you do have a good vac to waste, the aluminum level in the water is removed in that vac to waste because it's tied up in the aluminum cyanurate, my theory. But definitely with the aluminum hydroxide flock, you're actually taking the aluminum from the water when you do that thorough vac to waste following this process. And we know this for a fact because we have tested the water for aluminum following this procedure, because we did not want to leave an aluminum content. We didn't want to come up with something that left a metal content in the water. So we are testing it. And what we're using as a guideline, the EPA has it listed as a secondary contaminant, meaning that it's something that they really don't monitor, but they're only worried about it with drinking water for appearance and odor of 0.2 parts per million. In any of the tests we've done following, it's always been 0 to less than 0.2 parts per million, as long as it's been done correctly. And again, the thought process, don't everybody wing out on me that that's not the best way to go. It's not the best way to go. I'll tell you that right off the bat. Draining and replacing water is absolutely the best way to go, unless you live in an area where you can't. And that's where I came up with this. I was looking for something that could help the people on the left coast during those periods where they have water restrictions. You can't drain and refill a pool when you have water restrictions.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, that's totally cool though.
Why do you look so confused?
Why do I what? So,
anyway, yeah, it's been proven. It's been proven that they, on balance, at their lab, had found that, yes, indeed, aluminum sulfate did lower cyanuric acid.
Yay.
I'm happy it took. I had somebody threaten to sue me. I had a bunch of nasty phone calls. John Poma, who was one of the people in the field who was accumulating a ton of raw data. He had a lot of pools he was trying this out in for me. And he started getting nasty phone calls as well.
Oh, really?
Rudy and Andrea will be right back with more Flock It Fridays after these messages.
AquaStar's new pipeline cartridge filters, available in two sizes, deliver top-notch hydraulic efficiency along with best-in-class filtration performance, approaching that of DE filters. Uniquely designed open pleat spacing means 100% of the media square footage is usable, and these claims are backed by NSF test results. Designed with a pro's time and comfort in mind, the patented double locking system improves safety and ease of access, making filter cleanings faster than ever before. Available now. Ask your supplier for pipeline filters today.
Blu-ray XL is the power of minerals working for you. Reduce your overall chemical costs and labor up to 50% guaranteed. Whether you have 20 accounts or 20,000, Blu-ray XL's direct pricing and free shipping to the pool trade have you covered. Improving pool professionals' profit and work-life balance is what they do. Blu-ray XL, the real mineral purifier. Visit them at BluRayXL.com.
Blu-ray all day.
Do you remember when chlorine and acid were impossible to find during the pandemic?
The only place that anybody seemed to have anything was Leslie's.
Did you know that they sell wholesale to the trade?
I use that program. The Leslie's Pro program.
So there's about 900 of those locations all over the country now.
Well, I didn't know that. That's a lot.
They don't keep banker's hours. Then they're open a little bit later into the night, and they're open Saturdays and Sundays.
But they sell retail. Don't they have their own installers?
So does the largest wholesale distributor of pool supplies in the country. They purchased that large chain of retail stores, but also service, installation, and repairs now.
I know Leslie's doesn't do service because I know several pool companies, self-included, that were part of the Pro Partner program, which can provide Leslie's Pros with customer referrals for weekly cleanings and chemical maintenance to you. If any of our listeners are interested in becoming a Pro Partner or the best wholesale pricing Leslie's can offer, visit your local Leslie's retail location or email commercial@lesl.com.
commercial@lesl.com.
Okay, cool.
Pool Magazine is the hottest new publication for the pool and spa industry, featuring up-to-the-minute news on what's happening in the pool world in a fresh new stylized format with our mobile-friendly app. Pool Magazine is the app for keeping your fingers on the pulse of the pool industry. You'll find featured news, editorials, podcasts, videos, and more on the Pool Magazine app. Download on Google Play and the App Store.
Jack's Magic Products is your industry leader in identifying, removing, and preventing stains. How? With a range of high-performance, eco-friendly products, keeping pools safe, clean, and ready to use all year round. The Jack's Magic 3-step program is a quick and effective way to remove stains and scaling. First, we identify the problem, then our top-quality products will remove the discoloration. Finally, our preventative solutions will keep your pool looking like new for much longer. Get helpful tips and check out our product catalog today at jacksmagic.com.
I'm happy because of a couple of things. One, it is a very low cost solution. You can get a bag of alum, aluminum sulfate, earmarked for water treatment centers, NSF60, that runs you about $30 for 50 pounds. So you're talking about less than a dollar a pound. We're using it at a rate of 8.33 pounds per 10,000 gallons. That means, yes, it does take an addition and then have to wait overnight and come back. You'll be on site probably a total of 40 minutes doing this, but you're talking about less than $5 in chemicals in most cases. How friggin' cool is that? I'm super excited.
Yeah, well, hopefully now it'll be easier for people to find a distribution and shit, because I know I can't get it here. Everybody looks at me like I'm crazy when I ask
That's
for it.
That's the thing. Nobody carries it, and they should. They used to carry it a lot. And then what happened was, back in the 80s, this blue liquid stuff came out, and people said, hey, you know what? Alum is overkill. You don't need it. Too much. Makes a mess. Use this liquid stuff instead. So people started using that, and that worked, a polymer-based clarifier. And that's what people used for many, many years. And now, you know, we're starting to recognize the benefit of some of the things that were, some of the things that we used to use, because there are a lot of things that left the shelves, not because they weren't safe, but because somebody found a way to make another product that was much more profitable for them than this. You asked me about the asbestos thing. That's done now. All those companies, they have to get rid of the asbestos, correct? Asbestos in the manufacturer of chloralkali for the production of chlorine. You didn't ask me about this. We came up last year. We were talking about it and we were saying that we were thinking it was going to happen. Well, it looks like now the Environmental Protection Agency has said, yep, I don't care if you make chlorine or not, you need to get rid of that shit. And what they, use the asbestos for is trying to say in between the,
the whatchamahoozit. Got it. Now that makes sense.
So here's the deal. Asbestos diaphragms are used in a specific type of electrolysis cell called a mercury cell chloralkali cell. These are used in the production of chlorine gas, sodium hydroxide, which is also known as caustic soda, and hydrogen gas. Here's how it works. In the mercury cell chloralkali process, a brine solution, sodium chloride dissolved in water, is electrolyzed. The electrolysis occurs in a cell that contains a mercury cathode, a graphite anode, and a porous asbestos diaphragm that separates the anode and cathode components. At the anode component, chloride ions from the brine are oxidized to form chlorine gas. This chlorine gas is collected as the primary product. At the cathode compartment, water is reduced to hydrogen gas and hydroxide ions. The hydrogen gas is collected as a co-product along with the chlorine. The hydroxide ions produced at the cathode combine with the sodium ions from the brine to form sodium hydroxide, which is also known as caustic soda or lye. The sodium hydroxide solution is collected as another co-product. The asbestos diaphragm plays a crucial role here in the process by allowing the passage of ions such as sodium and hydroxide ions while preventing the mixing of chlorine gas produced at the anode with the other products that are generated at the cathode. So they need to switch to a non-asbestos-based diaphragm or membrane technology in order to produce liquid chlorine, which they currently don't have. So all of the manufacturers are going to have to change the way they're doing this, and asbestos is super cheap. Initially, they were given 2 years to phase it out. Now that the law has actually come into play and it's a done deal, they have up to a dozen years to phase it out. So will it affect the cost of liquid chlorine this year? Probably not.
Maybe next year?
Maybe next year. Or if they're smart and they can play well with others, what they should do, and this is the way that we don't have a liquid chlorine crisis, is they take turns. They all have to do it by the end of a dozen years. If they all wait till the last minute and do it all at once, you're fucked. No chlorine for you.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I know. Trichlorine cal hypo. Yeah, remember what happened last time? One of them went away. The other two eventually went away too because it put too much pressure on those manufacturers to try to keep up. So if they wait till the last minute, everybody's going to be screwed.
True.
But if the major manufacturers start doing it one at a time, in different years, we should not see that major hiccup that we saw during Poolmageddon following the apocalypse, not the apocalypse, the pandemic.
Panpocalypse?
Capiche?
Pandocalypse?
It was something. I mean, dude, they shut down the whole planet. Weird shit. Tell you what, that's some scary
stuff.
Yeah,
and you know what? I was listening to another podcast that came out right after 2020. And just listening to them talk about like how they thought things were going to be and like, oh, everything's going to go back to normal. Like, guess what? It never fucking did go back to normal. But anyway, I just thought that was funny.
But I think some benefits came out of it.
We still don't have 24-hour Walmarts. Like, what the fuck?
But we did become more of a virtual society, which some people can argue is bad, but there's a lot of advantage to it as well. So it did bring us a step forward as far as that goes. I don't want to discuss whether the virus was real or not, the injections were needed or not. I don't want to ever talk about that. I have my opinions. You have your opinions. And I know all of our listeners have their opinions. But just the mere fact that it shut down the entire fucking planet, everything was closed everywhere. Wow. That shit only happens in the Avengers. Sorry, Earth is closed. You see the thing about the alligator in that pool upstate New York?
No, in New York?
Yeah, New York. Apparently the guy had it up there for about 10 years.
A pet?
He kept it in his swimming pool. Very tame alligator. Would let the neighborhood kids come around, play with it, take pictures with it.
That's such a thing.
Unfortunately, last year, they wouldn't renew his permit to keep it. So they came up and took it. And it was a big, old, blind alligator that lived at this house. Those mother fathers at the DoubleTree in fucking Houston, talk to me.
The DoubleTree?
Easily the most horrific fucking thing to happen in our industry. Maybe right there with the Schlitterbaum.
See, that...
But that poor little girl.
Okay, I get it. I'm sorry. I did not know what you were talking about because everything you said cut out and all I heard was you were talking about the alligator and then all of a sudden you were yelling Austin, Texas.
Houston. I never yell Austin, Texas.
Houston, Texas. I apologize a second time. That is absolutely horrific. When I first saw the headline, I thought it was fake, or I thought it like, you know, I thought it was one of those just fucking bullshit things that just goes around sometimes. And yeah, I am horrified by that situation.
I went and looked to pull up the health department report. And one of the things, most of the states post the most recent health department reports for the pools that they've inspected. Now, if you go to your county or state website for environmental health, you can usually find that. So I went and pulled up the one for this pool. Do you know? And I think
I read it.
You can only get the most recent one. You can only get the most recent one. Did you read it? Did you see what the date was?
No.
The day it fucking happened.
Oh, yeah. I did see that.
I want to see the one from before. I want to see the one before it happened.
Why was that?
Not the ones where the health officials came in. Not the ones where the health officials came in and gave this report. I don't know. Could they be trying to cover their ass? Possibly.
Did they ever come out with...
This is a big fucked up thing.
What happened? Like how it happened? Because people kept saying it.
I think it was a big pipe. Big pipe.
It was a big pipe.
I don't remember how big the
pipe was. It was a big pipe. I think it was only... But, maybe it was 20. I don't remember.
Big pipe, right? Little girls playing in the lazy river. This pipe, the water...
It's meant to be flowing the wrong way through it.
It's supposed to be coming into the lazy river. Right. It's supposed to be coming into the lazy river, but it's not. It's being drawn from the lazy river. And I don't know if you've ever been in a water park pump room for a lazy river. You are talking massive monstrous pumps for this thing. I'm talking upwards of 30 horsepower. These are some powerful fucking pumps.
I have been in a water park room before. I was actually in the...
So you know what I'm talking about.
Was it the Mandalay? When I won the Pleco thing, I stayed at the Mandalay and I got to do the Genesis course and they took us through the pump room. And so we got to see all the pumps and stuff for the water features and the wave pool and all that shit. So yeah, that is insane. Like you can literally fit in, like a small enough adult could fit in the fucking pump, you know, inside of this pump. But it was supposed to be a return. It was supposed to be putting water into the pool, and it was a suction somehow. Now, I saw somebody post on one of the Facebook groups that, and I don't know if this is for residential only, if this applies to a commercial, because I didn't see, like, the controls. You know, I didn't see the on-off fucking switches or any of the buttons. I just looked at the pumps and the tanks and stuff. But someone posted in one of the groups that you can reverse the flow of those, of like a lazy river. And he did a video and he showed it and he pushed a button and it went from suction to reverse. And I don't know why that would be needed because I've never done a residential lazy river.
In a three phase horse. No, weren't they saying it was because it was wired backwards though? Isn't what
that was all, that was speculation. That was 900.
No,
percent of the people said, I bet it was a three-phase pump wired backwards. I bet it was a three-phase pump wired backwards. That's what everybody kept saying.
And that was not the case?
I don't know if it was or not. That is what I'm asking. In the article that I read, the news guy said one of the pool guys thinks that it was the three-phase pump wired backwards, but it never got confirmed. And I would like that confirmed. Because if it was a three-phase pump wired backwards, wouldn't everything be working wrong? Wouldn't like the whole, whatever it's plumbed to, wouldn't like the whole entire thing be working wrong?
I would think so. But I mean, here's the thing though, too. I mean, obviously not the same size, but if the pump at your pool, say it's your personal or any of the ones that you take care of, was running backwards, do you think you'd see a difference in the way the pool was operating that would be noticeable by eye from a distance?
I would.
You're not going to check out the equipment. You're just walking by the pool. Would you notice a difference?
I would. I feel like I would. I mean, I guess maybe I can't say for sure because I haven't been in that situation. I've never actually seen it. So maybe I wouldn't notice it. But I like to think that I would notice it.
16 inches.
That's what I thought. It was a 16-inch diameter pump pipe. I was like,
this is from KHOU 11 News in Houston, saying it's a 16-inch pipe that she was drawn into. No cover on it. I can't imagine it wasn't supposed to have a cover on it. I do also know that from what I had heard, and I don't want to speculate on anything, that the facility did have some work done that was supposed to be signed off on by the health department before they could reopen, which apparently I understand did not occur.
The picture,
does that match?
Yeah, the picture that I saw showed, I think so. The picture that I saw showed a big ass pipe behind what looked like to be half of a broken grate. Like the grate was covering one of the pipes and not the other one, and it looked broken. So I couldn't really tell. I don't know if it was broken or if it was supposed to be like that. But still, I've had my pools closed before for returns not being covered at the bottom of the pool. So why does this 16-inch pipe not have to be covered? Whether it's a return or a fucking suction, I'm sorry.
I think it should be, and I don't think that's the case that it doesn't have to be, although I've heard some people say that. And here's the other thing that's kind of pissing me off.
What doesn't have to be?
If you search the news, I've heard that this pipe doesn't need to be covered because it was an inlet.
Because it's what?
Inlet.
Oh, yeah, well, that's not, I mean, it's,
pushes
Florida
in.
Code is even the return inlets have to be covered, and I've had my pools closed before.
Good.
For missing return covers.
But I can't imagine that Texas would be less strict. Here's the thing that really is pissing me off, though. I mean, as I'm looking through this, through the news, on this story, I was looking for the pipe size, right? Found was 16 inches. But do you know that there's absolutely nothing sooner than 2 weeks ago on this story? Nothing. Surely, somebody knows at this point in time what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
And why aren't they sharing that? They can say that, yeah, they can use the word allegedly.
I want to know.
That guy got shot at down there in, where was it, Sarasota, where they shot at that pool tech?
Something like
remember?
That. Remember? Yeah.
That was all over the news. Everybody had all the details there except for their names.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to know
it's
because
disgusting.
I think there needs to be some serious shit going on to stop that because, I mean, that's.
This is something that if this occurs, people should be looking for this everywhere.
Well, I just keep thinking
obviously,
about the horrible
I would assume,
way the family must feel and be thinking and shit. So,
oh, it's god awful. I can't imagine. My prayers go to that entire family. I couldn't even fathom. But I'm thinking that these people that built this lazy river, this is probably not the only one they built.
Did you see pictures of it? It looked raggedy anyway. It looked like a fucking raggedy ass pool. I'm sorry. It looked like nobody, the pictures that I saw, it was like, who, like, is the health department even inspecting this?
From what I understand, this was a local Houston family. They weren't staying the night at the hotel. They don't have any access to a swimming pool. So what they did was is they rented a room so that they could use the pool, not planning on staying there. They were just going to go for a couple of hours and then go back home.
That sucks.
My God.
Yeah, that's terrible.
If you know, if you have more details on this, please share it with us because
yeah, let us
this
know.
Is something
talkingpools@gmail.com
is important. Yeah, is this a normal, I mean, like Andrea's saying, is this just something normal about this pump where you can flip a switch and it runs backwards?
Yeah, that's what,
should it be?
That's what they posted
that's
on
the case,
Facebook.
I've not heard of such a thing.
Yeah, he showed a video of it.
I've not heard of such a thing, but I'll have to take a look at that. I'd not seen that. But still, shouldn't this be tested every morning? Shouldn't this be inspected? Shouldn't the lazy river or anything at a water park, just due to the nature of it alone,
well,
have
you know,
some
it should be inspected,
of,
but
at least
people should
check.
Also people also need to give a fuck, you know? One of the things that kept coming up is, and also if you read the article too, was it Hilton? The Hilton is like, this is a franchise, so this has nothing to do with us. This is
Yeah, they said fuck it. They said it's
yeah,
not
they're
us.
Like,
I saw that. They
yeah,
backed
they're
off.
Like, this is a
That's
franchise, has nothing
too.
To do with us. And I don't know, I know you've dealt with commercial pools. I've dealt with commercial pools. Everybody I know down here in Florida and everybody else, you know, I know all these people that say the same thing is what I'm trying to get at, is that they are cheap as fuck. They don't want to do shit right. They don't want to pay for the correct procedures. They don't want to pay for the correct safety shit. They don't want to, they just want to save money. So they'll have their maintenance guys do it instead of the pool guys. So it's not done by proper educated or licensed or whatever, and or they'll just ignore it. So I mean, there really needs to be more I guess regulation, maybe set up a...
But there is for these franchises. In order for them to carry that brand, the franchise to carry that brand, they have to meet a certain standard.
Well, they got away with not meeting that standard.
So I don't see how Hilton's stepping away. You can't. You don't get to walk away. You put your name on it. You let them put their name on their building because you verified that they met a certain standard to be able to do so. So we don't walk away.
The corporation.
Step
that's
up.
A big ass corporation for you. Yay.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, sorry to leave you guys on a grim note. That's just the way these things rolled out. Andrea, what do you got going on out there now? Andrea's out in the field today. She's sitting in her truck sweating her ass off because we can't run the AC.
Yeah, and I got bad
and
signal.
Hear her over the microphone. So we got the bad signal going on. We've already dropped one of us at least once.
Yeah. Well, so I did. I just posted about it on Facebook, and I know I'm going to hear shit because I already have been getting shit. I did 27 pools today. I did 2 leak suspections. And one of those 27 pools was...
Suspections.
Yes, suspections. My suspection rate, love I am... Can I be over 100% successful? Is that possible? Can I be like 125% success rate?
Well, yeah, because suspect carries an air of uncertainty. So no matter what it is, you're always right.
Well, if I call and I'd be like, I suspect...
Suspicion.
If I suspect there's a leak and they're like, no, there's no leak, then I'm wrong. Now my percentage rate goes down.
Not really. No, it's because it's suspicion and there's an air of uncertainty involved in the word suspicion alone.
Okay,
so
I like it. We'll go with that.
You're always 100% correct.
I did 2 leak suspections. They were confirmed leaking. And I did 1 pool for one of my coworkers. I didn't feel like helping out him. I've helped him out like 3 weeks in a row, 3 Fridays in a row. So I was like, man, I'm tired. I'm done. I'll do 1
point,
for you because I'm
you
right
helping
here.
Him or are you just doing his job? Are you doing his job for him? Are you helping him or doing his job for him at this point?
No, I'm helping him this time. The first couple of times I did it because I was doing his job for him and I got paid to do his job for him. And then I just felt like being nice because he had
getting paid's another thing.
He had a family issue and so he got behind and so I tried to help him out.
So as always, the third Wednesday of every month, IPSA live virtual. Hit me up if you want the code to sign in. This week we have Anna David, best-selling New York Times author. She's going to speak with us about how to go from how to go to in your market.
Nice. We'll have to share it and you can post it and I'll share it.
That's next Wednesday. That's this upcoming Wednesday. Yeah. Third Wednesday of every month. Hit me up. I'll shoot you over. You can find me at Rudy@cpoclass.com. Again, that's Rudy@cpoclass.com. Fire over an email if you're interested in coming and hearing what she has to say. I've listened to her speak. Super, super impressive lady. I'm excited about
it. Yeah, sounds good.
Let me know. I'll fire you off an invitation. Anybody can come as long as you are in the pool industry. You do not have to be an IPSA member to attend. All of these things that I do are
and free.
Free to the world. And free. Absolutely.
Free, and you don't have to be an IPSA member.
But there are benefits, and there are still benefits in joining a chapter. There's that too.
Of course.
But these are free. All right, everybody, thanks for checking in with us today. Sorry about the rough and rocky start and some, well, we touched upon some really tragic topics today.
Yeah. But, you know,
heavy stuff.
Life's tragic.
But it's the real world and it's what we deal with. Hey, it's the nature of the business. It's not always leprechauns and Romulans.
Romulans?
It's a Star Trek thing.
I know, but leprechauns and Romulans don't go together.
Exactly. That's the point I'm trying to make. So until next time, be good. Be safe.
What's your problem? And your voice is making my head echo.
See, I'm telling you. That's going to work. I I just wanted to take a minute to say thank you for listening today. I'm hoping you enjoyed the episode as much as we enjoyed putting it together for you. Listen, it's been a couple of wacky, crazy, screwed up years, from pandemic to Poolmageddon. I just want you to know that we are all in this together. If there's anything that we can do for you, send me an email at talkingpools@gmail.com. Again, that's talkingpools@gmail.com. We're here. This is your podcast. We are the Pool People's Podcast, of the pool people, for the pool people, by the pool people's podcast. This one is about you. So thank you for tuning in and listening. Do me a favor, click subscribe before you go. That way you don't miss an episode.